we need calm. We need some reflection on what has occurred.
Paul Ward is an alderman in Kirkwood. He knows all too well what it means to keep calm and carry on, as the British expression goes. In 2008, Ward was just an average citizen in the community that suddenly had to face its own racial divide when a man named Cookie Thornton took out his long simmering frustrations with a hail of gunfire just as the city council meeting was about to begin. Thornton killed 2 police officers and 3 city officials before police killed him. 2 others, including then-Mayor Mike Swoboda, were injured. Swoboda died several months later.
There will always be some lingering feelings on all sides. Sadness, anger, those who feel we haven't quite done enough, those who are disenfranchised, who are totally in despair, who don't even want to try. So we've got so many problems in this country that we're not willing as a whole to really sit down and say, we got to fix this.
Immediately after the Kirkwood shooting, community leaders there began working to keep the peace. The day after the shooting, people gathered in front of the Kirkwood City Hall for a candlelight vigil, an event organized by church leaders, black and white, and including the police chief among the speakers. Scott Stearman is a senior pastor at Kirkwood Baptist Church and a member of the Kirkwood Ministerial Alliance, which includes black and white clergy members.
We all gathered as a community to recognize the tragedy of what happened on all sides. And I think everybody initially recognized that this is just an immense tragedy and that explanations and, exploration of exactly what happened needed to come in the future.
Stearman, who is white, said he is working with African-American ministers he knows to try and get black churches and white churches in Ferguson working together to help the whole community begin to heal.
What I don't want to come across is like having any answers for anybody. But I will say that what we found in our dialogue groups here is just a real education for people who are Caucasian, who are not in the, in the shallow sense, don't consider themselves in the shallow sense racist, but yet have never really done the intellectual work to think about what it means to be a minority in America.
At the same time, Kirkwood leaders understand that there are other factors in play in Ferguson. Kirkwood is predominantly a white community where blacks and whites in many cases live separately. Ferguson's population is about 2/3 African American, and for the most part, black people and white people agree they get along fairly well. In Ferguson's case, the anger and angst center on the perception that a young black man died because of his race. The mistrust of police is a driving force. And much of the violence that occurred involved people from outside Ferguson. Mostly, the folks in Kirkwood agree, people need to be heard. Officials need to listen, and the hurting people need to be allowed to vent. With honest conversations, perhaps the healing can begin. I'm Linda Lockhart, St. Louis Public Radio.